Hey, welcome to Comic Culture, the radio show, champions, the local comic book shop, broadcasting at 93.3 CFMU McMaster Radio, comicbookdaily.com, and getthepointradio.com. I am Dusty DeRailia, Overstreet Price Guide Advisor.
And I am Kingpin Owen,
right.
Professor at Hamilton's Mohawk College.
And we are your dos hombres of comics, joined by... Tres Hombres, our illustrious producer, Juan Shecky Feldstein.
Juan Shecky Feldstein. That sounds like a really bad marriage or something.
Kind of close to what I was going to say, Juan Hop Rivers.
I don't get it.
No?
I don't get it.
Anyway. Yeah. Boy, that killed that whole mood.
Listen.
Okay, we're off to a flying start.
Flying start.
Lots of energy in this show. You know, we got a lot to cover on this show.
We really do.
A lot.
Lots to cover. Right. We are here to talk about comic books, of course. Mm-hmm. What we like to do is start off the show is talk a little bit about things that are coming out new this week. And before we do that, Shecky, do you have a sponsor for new this week?
Oh, you know I do, Chris. New this week brought to you by none other than Fan Expo Canada 2015.
Oh.
Where the motto for the year is, let us make more profit by keeping the air conditioning low.
Oh, well, that was hot there, wasn't it?
We were coming
It was the hottest Fan Expo I've ever seen, and the hottest day was a Thursday. And I think it was due in part because it was so busy for a Thursday in there, and they probably didn't even turn the AC on.
Probably not.
Sweating buckets.
I know. You know what the good part about it?
What's that?
The girls were wearing less.
That is true.
The bad part about it was the guys were wearing less.
Yeah. That is true. Listen, it was a good show, though, but we'll get into that a little bit later on. Because before we do that, we have to talk about new this week.
We do.
Do we have to, Chris?
We do. So every week, I like to pull a smattering of books that have come out on your local newsstands. I have about, half a dozen or eight or something like that here in my hand.
We don't know how to count here.
Yeah, not very good at it. So I'm going to start off with just the one that I have right on the top here.
Sure, that's a good place to start.
Well, this is The Walking Dead number 146. This is, of course, by your favorites, Kirkman, Adlard, Guadiano, and Rathburn. Mm. And, I never would have thought that from the very first issue that it would have gone this long.
146.
Wow. Yeah.
That's kind of crazy. And that's still just one a month, right?
Still just one a month,
so
that's right.
It's gone on for that long.
Yeah, it's I think maybe there may have been the odd issue that, came out quickly or maybe delayed or something.
Okay.
But it's still on average like one a
month. Now, what would you – because, Chris, you're in the know with the pop cultures. Chris
in the know with the pop cultures.
About when? Like what – if you had to just – spitball a number.
Yeah.
Would like the grand populace have started to jump on? Like, because it was before the TV show, or would you say it was right at the beginning of the TV show?
No, it was before the TV show. TV show. Really
good
shoe. TV show.
Shoe.
I would say around like issue 75, somewhere around there.
So that's like after.
More people started jumping on.
That's after some of the key characters have been introduced and everything.
Yeah.
Right? Like after the Michonne was introduced.
I remember talking to guys at like Roger's Video way back in the day about. Walking Dead, like the fifth trade paperback had just come out, that kind of thing. So I remember, maybe that's only 50 issues or so, but still, like around, I'd say, it really became popular around that.
Okay,
and then of course now with the TV show, it really just blew
out of
the water.
Now the flow is heading backwards. Like we're getting, before it was the comic people loving it and new people jumping onto the comic because it was so awesome, and then the comic pointing people to the TV show. Now it's like people. Are discovering Walking Dead through the TV show.
That's right.
And they're coming to the comic. So it's a nice two-way street.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's exactly what's happening. So that is Walking Dead. Out on your newsstands today. It's okay, Walt. Why don't I just do the whole show?
Sorry, Chris. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Okay. Next up on the Hit Parade. I gotta say it once in a while. I've got.
Sure.
You know what?
It'd be great if you just said it once in a while.
You're dead to me. I was really excited at first about this book, and then I'm still gonna talk about it, but I thought it was called Atomic Hobo. And I was like, that sounds like a great book. It's actually Atomic Robo, so it's about robots and stuff like that. But I'd much rather read about Atomic Hobo.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. About, some
Hobo
that gets, you know, like Atomic
jumping
Powers.
The tracks.
Yeah, I guess Atomic Powers by jumping the tracks.
And, yeah.
Yeah, I'd be all over that.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
Yeah. But, you know, this is Atomic Robo. It's still kind of interesting, just not quite as interesting.
Not as interesting as Atomic Hobo.
No.
And if you cut off the bow...
Cut off the
it
bow.
It would be even more interesting.
Hey, bow. Oh, did you? How come you're handing me two more copies of this?
I just saw them. Oh. And we went with Atomic Ho.
Atomic Ho Bow.
Bow.
All right.
So, hey, listen. Whoa. Atomic Ho. No, Robo.
Robo.
Number one.
Now, see, there you go.
That's
see,
a book I'd really like
now,
to
Atomic
read.
Ho, I would buy. Atomic Hobo, I would buy.
Are you paying attention?
Atomic Robo, maybe not so much.
Never mind. Yeah. You know, I'm throwing pearls at swine, Chucky. That's what I'm doing. That's all I'm doing. All right. Keep going here.
All right.
We're doing well here. We're entertaining.
Yeah? Sure
and that's
that.
What we're here to do.
Okay, listen.
And informing.
Informing, yeah. We're informing somebody about something. Okay, so listen. New Suicide Squad number 12. So I'm going to talk about a couple of DC books. It looks like this is the start of the Green Lantern cover month. You know what? I get it, but I just don't get it. Some of these covers with Green Lantern on them, it looks like there's no real point to having them on the cover except just to have Green
this
Lantern
is what
on
happens.
The cover.
This is what happens.
What? What's going on?
Well, over at DC, over at the publishing area, they look. Sometimes they do inventories.
Yeah, yeah, so yeah.
Oh, damn. I bought too much green ink. So how do I get rid of it? Hey, let's have Green Lantern
let's have
month.
Green Lantern month.
So perfectly. Yeah. Suicide Squad number 12.
Yeah.
Available at your local comic book shop.
All right. Also by DC, we've got Gotham Academy.
Gotham Academy.
And I like the looks of this book. It's
it's
looks
a good
like
looking
it's,
book.
It's a good looking book. Yeah. Good looking book. It looks like it's got like witches and sort of like a Halloween-y witches. Kind of cover to it.
Oh,
I like
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Gotham Academy. Number 10.
Number 10.
At your local comic book shop today.
That's right. Okay, we're going to switch on over to Alice Cooper versus Chaos.
Hey, school's in today. School's in.
School's out. And for the fall. Da-na-na-na-na-na. Yeah. So Alice Cooper versus Chaos. Now, okay, here's the thing.
Here's the thing.
Chaos Comics used to be the big public, or is, I guess, was still the publishing company that does Lady Death and all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
So they're doing it's basically Alice Cooper versus all the characters from Chaos.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like you've got your Evil Ernie and your Lady Death and all those kind of characters. And so this is going to be good for anybody that's an Alice Cooper fan or a Chaos Comics fan.
Alice Cooper is kind of cool because Alice Cooper is like he's an old aging rocker.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of old aging rockers, and I'm not sure exactly what Alice Cooper is doing to push himself into the current pop culture scene like he's doing right now.
Right.
I don't know how he's pulling this off, but it's kind of cool having, you know, Alice Cooper still that you know, that 70s Alice Cooper.
Yep, yep.
I guess maybe the first people that did it were the Kiss guys, right?
I think so, yeah. But Alice Cooper, didn't he have a Marvel comic at one time, too?
Well, he was in a Marvel Premiere 50,
yeah, that's right.
And that was cool. And but then Kiss did something around that time.
Right,
that
they had
cool
the Kiss
too.
Magazine.
Yeah.
Right? And it was the Kiss Magazine the one where they all went to the printers and they all put a little
of
their own
blood
into
in the ink.
And so,
cool. Right.
You know, you can say that if you own that magazine, you might have some of their DNA kind
right
of thing.
On.
Yeah.
Hey, Alice Cooper versus Chaos, number one, from Dynamite.
Dynamite!
Available at your local comic book shop.
All right. Next up, we've got A-Force. And this is, of course...
Hey, Chris.
I said A-Force.
A-Force? Oh,
yeah.
Okay, all
right. Like you're A-Force to be reckoned with.
Right. I thought, hey, A-Force.
Hey, A-Force.
There's many ways you can take that.
So A-Force, this is the all-girl Avenger squad. And it's got Dazzler and Captain Marvel and a female Loki and She-Hulk, Medusa. Anyways, so this is on the tails of the Secret Wars comic that's going on right now, where all the different worlds are all different, and so they can make a book like A-Force.
So all the different worlds are different. Is
well,
that what you're telling me?
Yes.
I want to know.
Okay, so listen. I've explained this to you many times already. In Secret Wars, all the multi-universes have basically been destroyed.
Right.
There's only Marvel 616.
616.
And the Ultimates universe.
Ultimates.
Stayed.
Uh-huh.
Right? So but they've taken fragments of all those other multi-universes and made them all part of one big world, which is now Battleworld.
Battleworld.
So Battleworld has all these different
elements. I hope
elements.
That by repeating every other word Chris says, it helps keep it in there somehow.
So basically now they're taking all these little elements and creating their own new storylines, which A-Force is one of them.
A-Force is one of them. All right.
You didn't understand a single word I said, did you?
A-Force, number 4, available at your local comic book shop. That's the most important.
You know
part.
What? You're dead to me.
Keep going.
It's early, Chris.
Okay, listen. Also having to do with Battleworld, we've got Red Skull number 3. And again, this is just basically another storyline where that involves more about the Red Skull and what's happening in the Red Skull universe.
Is the Red Skull now a good guy?
You know, I would say still say no. I would say all no. Right. He's not a good guy.
Okay.
But he is fighting Sentinels in this one.
Right on. Red Skull number 3, available at your local comic book shop today. Just so you know.
Just so you know. So now, Walt, here's a book that I'm going to ask you a question.
Go ahead.
I'm going to ask you something.
Ask me.
This is Quake number 1. Now, this is a Quake? S.H.I.E.L.D. character,
uh-huh.
and they're celebrating 50 years of S.H.I.E.L.D.,
yeah.
right? Marvel yeah. S.H.I.E.L.D. It's a number 1, and uh-huh. it has, like, Vision and Captain America and all your favorite heroes in this one.
Yeah.
Is this something that people should invest in? It's a number 1. It's got all your favorite movie heroes in it, and it's, like, celebrating S.H.I.E.L.D., which is hot right now. Is this something that should be in your investment picks?
50 years of S.H.I.E.L.D. I'm not sure, Chris. Quake number 1. It may be. Is Quake – sorry. I'm not up to date on the latest with what's this called again?
Comics?
No, it's the one S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah. S.H.I.E.L.D.
Is Quake a character in the S.H.I.E.L.D. or is Quake some sort of event?
Well, there's two thoughts on the matter here, Walt.
Uh-huh.
It's really it's basically Daisy Johnson is Quake.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's a character.
So it's a character. Right. So although they're making this into an event, that's what right. I was getting at.
So. What is Quake's first appearance? How far back does that go? I know you wouldn't know the specific issue, but does the character
Secret
go back?
War number 2. The Gabriel Delato one.
Right. I would say hunt down Secret War number 2.
There you go.
And not this kife right here, which is available at your local comic book shop today. So you should run in and pick it up.
Right.
Still get it.
And still get it.
Yeah.
But don't get it as an investment.
Don't get
that's
it.
My point.
Don't do it.
Do it. Do
okay,
it
listen.
Satisfied.
Last book I want to talk about here is
I hold in my hand the last book.
Bloodstrike. Now you're probably asking what
that's
the heck
Stallone
is
movie.
Bloodstrike?
That's a Stallone movie.
I thought it was a Van Damme movie.
That sounds like a Van Damme movie. Yeah.
And no, it was Arnold, I think.
Maybe they were all in it.
It could be you know what? It could be any of them.
Uh-huh.
So Bloodstrike, this
Bloodstrike.
Is Image. And it's by your friend and mine, Rob
Balthazar.
Rob Liefeld.
Rob Liefeld.
I want to see the cover then.
I can't say this on the air.
Can't.
But it's called the story's called Leverage, or also called Dude Who Stole My, and it rhymes with mock.
Right on. So the guy's looking for his rooster.
That's right. That's right.
Hey rooster.
Hey.
Hey, what's going down?
I don't know how.
Hey, baby, rooster don't crow without no dough. Bretta would have to whip out a 5. Anyway,
if you can't do the crime,
if you can't do the time. Where were we?
Rob Liefeld. Rob Liefeld.
Hell of a guy.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. He's put out this Bloodstrike book, mm-hmm. and in my humble opinion, the art is very Rob Liefeld-ish.
Are you saying that that's good or terrible?
You know what?
Do you think Rob Liefeld on this cover superimposed maybe some of the other covers he did?
Oh, absolutely.
Just to save himself some time.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Right?
I would not
how
be surprised.
How does he still find so much work?
Because that character right there reminds me of some other of the Rob
Yeah,
Liefeld
so, cards. Well, basically, if you look at all those characters, they're all someone else.
Yeah.
Right? And if you flip through the book, you'll see that all the characters that are inside the book also resemble
because I remember that face before.
Oh, yeah. Well, he only has about 3 faces.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, quality work from Rob Liefeld, Bloodstrike number 2, is available at your local comic book shop today.
All right. Listen, so those and many others are available at your local comic book store. I think there's probably about 4,000 new ones that came out today.
I think, yeah. Today's a heavy day.
Heavy flow week.
Heavy flow.
Yeah.
Ant's back in town.
All right. Listen, let's have a quick musical interlude here. And Marty, you got something lined up for us?
Yeah, we're gonna hit Walt early with his Krantz.
All right. Helga. Okay. All right. That's fair. All right. Hit it up with the old Krantz then.
I need some Krantz.
You know what, Walt? That's some pretty crazy flute playing there.
Mm.
You know, I hear you're pretty good at playing the flute.
I love the flute.
Yeah.
Flute is my favorite.
I know. I heard that. Yeah, I've heard that once.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks for knowing.
telling the whole podcast.
Chris, you know what I like.
Well, you know, we have been friends for a long time
now.
Yes,
we have.
Indeed, any benefits indeed. In there?
Well.
All right.
All right. Listen. What are we talking about now, Walt?
Hey, I think we should melt into industry news.
Melt. Oh, yeah. Wait. Shecky's waving his pen around.
I'm not waving anything.
That is a pen?
Yeah.
I was trying to talk
about flutes.
I was actually trying to hit both of you, you know. But you're on to me now.
All right, Shecky, what is it that you want?
Well, I'd like to let you know who our sponsor is.
Oh, okay. Right.
I just thought you were interrupting, but go ahead.
The interruption is brought to you by our industry news sponsor, by Rob Liefeld's Artist School. Want to be an artist? Struggling to draw some quality superheroes? Well, so is he.
Nice. All right. Listen, I want to start off with this really cool thing that I read on the internet.
The what?
The internet.
Oh, I've heard about that.
Yeah. It's quite extensive.
I hear it's going to be big one day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mark Millar.
Yes.
Auctions store signing.
I like
so what
that.
Mark did, there's a Jupiter Circle trade paperback coming up, and stores got to order it.
Stores got to order it.
Stores got to order it. Hey, you got to pay to play.
Right on.
So he said that the store that orders the largest amount.
Right.
He will fly anywhere in the world at his own cost.
Wow.
To sign at that store.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
And he's even said, hey, if you're in a town like, say, Hamilton, Ontario,
yep.
and you can pull together two or three stores,
yep.
and they can cooperate and all put in one order,
yep.
right,
and then
okay,
they
yeah.
share them for a day, and they can go 3 hours
oh,
here, 2 hours
nice.
There, 2 hours there, whatever.
Nice.
So I think it's kind of cool. I think, I don't know, I mean... I think whichever store orders and wins
yep.
doesn't have a snowball's chance in hell of selling anywhere near 10% of what they order. That's
right,
the problem
right.
I have but with it.
It's
right?
still the event that it's going to create.
Yeah,
I guess.
But you know your local comic shop, yeah. Smarty Shecky. Sorry.
Okay, so how many?
Hold on. How many? Your local comic shops, if they're not named Midtown or something like that, they're on tight budgets.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
what are the chances they're going to and they're sitting in their back room going, well, we normally would have ordered 5, but let's order 17,000.
So, this, though, it's like a silent auction. Like, you don't know how much everyone else...
Yeah, I guess
Or sorry, but you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
that sort of thing.
You
don't know what everyone else
no,
is bidding.
No, I don't know.
And you don't have the chance to re-up and then
say,
okay,
imagine
well,
you don't.
I lost at 8,000, so I'm just going to go back down to 50 copies. You know,
yeah, see, I don't know how that works.
See, if anything, that's just going to make it sell 100-fold copies, and then everyone but the one winner is going to be out, you know, by buying 10 times
it must be an auction, right? Because
it says auction.
Yeah. So I guess my point is that you can't put your diamond order in hoping to win, and then you don't win, and you still got 1,100.
That can't work.
How many copies do you think you would have to buy in order to win this thing? Like 4,000?
I don't know. It's a trade paperback, so I don't think 4,000. Right? Yeah. It's a trade paperback. So you got to figure, let's say even Walking Dead, which is a massively selling trade paperback, you know, the big high-end stores might get a couple hundred trade paperbacks.
Right, right. So maybe 1,000 then?
Maybe 1,000. You know, I don't know.
Still, even if a store has to pay $10 for each trade.
That's $10,000.
It's still $10,000.
I know.
You can get a lot of good people to come in and do a store signing for $10,000.
Yeah, but I guess if Mark Millar is there, I mean, I don't see – there's no way you're getting 10,000 people through the door buying that book that day. That's for sure.
No,
no. Is my point.
Yeah. So, to rent out a hall.
You know what you need to do?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. So what you do is if you win and you have him there for however long.
Gagnon.
You've got him there for hours. Yeah, exactly. You won the lottery. You have them there for however long. Doesn't matter how many people are in your store.
Mm-hmm.
When there's a lull of any, when there's a moment, like a breath.
Yeah,
breath. He's signing all the other copies. You just got to get them. And you know, if he were to do some sort of niche, like an insignia or something, like a inscription to say, like, this is one of the, you know, like the signing day.
The signing,
thing, right?
Yeah.
And then that way, at least for resale, like for that store, they can still find a way to get rid of the last 90% because there's still like a unique item.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, I like the idea. It's innovative. It's innovative marketing. Yep. It's an innovative move by Mr. Millar, but it's one of those things where I think the winner, the only problem I have with it right off the get-go, he should have... what's the best way to say this? He should have designed this that it doesn't skew towards large, financially successful shops.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Order the most, okay. You know, if you're Lone Star, Texas.
A creative way of doing it rather than just spending money. Just
bulk money. Hey, Midtown's going to order 2,200 of these Lone Star. Are you going to order 23?
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Yeah, but in that case, it's publicity and it's money for sales, I guess.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying is if I don't know if you want to go grassroots, then make it even
make
playing
a petition
field
or something. Yeah,
make it like a lottery.
Yeah,
like Gagnon, you know, make
Gagnon.
Make it a lottery as opposed to an auction.
Right? Mm-hmm. Fair enough. All right. What else you got?
What else do we got? I read this. It's kind of, I don't know what to think of this. It's like Marvel introduces the new Korean American Hulk.
Yes. So this is this was actually on the national news the other night. I saw this.
Huh? Wow. Like CNN.
CTV national news.
Oh, on the Canadian.
National news. And they were talking about how Marvel is trying to diversify its readership, and they're trying to figure out, you know, how they can get more readers and how they can diversify their characters. And they're basically saying that this is why right now Thor is a female in the comics.
Right.
And they've got Wolverine becoming a female in the comics.
Right.
They've got...
Are they going to change the Wolverine's name to Minx?
No, this is the thing. So Logan is going to be Old Man Logan, and then Wolverine is just Wolverine, right?
Okay. Not X-23 or
no. Like that. Captain America is now the African American Falcon who took over for Cap, and now they're saying that a character named Amadeus Cho,
Rock Me Amadeus,
Rock Me Amadeus. So Korean American boy genius Amadeus Cho. It was announced on Friday that he will now be the new totally awesome Hulk, which 19-year-old becomes the Hulk now. So I don't even know how to describe this because we don't really know what's going to happen with Bruce Banner now, if he just becomes a doctor or what's going to happen with that. But now they're saying that
corner store owner
maybe. Yeah. They're saying that unlike...
That's a stereotype, right, for Koreans?
Yeah, that's true, yeah. They're going to say, unlike other versions of the character, the Amadeus Cho version is not tormented or conflicted. He's just a giant green wrecking machine who loves being the Hulk.
Yeah. But and he loves Psy music.
But isn't that... That's like... I don't know what to say. Like, that's...
Gangnam Style.
Oh, my goodness. So, anyways, I don't know what to say about this. This totally wrecks the whole character, in my opinion.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, it does.
The You're whole right. point about the Hulk is that he's tormented, right?
He's hates, tormented.
He hates Doom yes. being the Hulk. Bruce Banner hates being the Hulk.
But here's the times, they are a-changing.
Oh, the times, they are a-changing.
Chris, and you know, and this is part of the times, they
I
are
guess,
a-changing.
I guess.
You know, but you're right. I mean, I did a little digging into this myself.
Oh, did you? Yeah. Okay.
And a memo leaked. A lot of things leaked.
Well, it happens, yeah.
Part of the leaks was...
At your age, you know.
Yeah.
Part of it was a memo from Marvel, actually. And, you know, that kind of made it.
Okay.
During their meeting on this, you know, they had a meeting.
They had a meeting, and you were there?
Well, no, a memo leaked. I told
you. I'm sorry, right.
And he
caught the leak.
Well, no, I absorbed it. Okay. I have an inside guy. There was other characters that they were planning, and they still may be in the works.
Oh, okay.
For changeovers.
Okay, yeah. You know, like, so what do you got for me?
For example, they're thinking of making... The Daredevil, yep. French.
Oh, yeah, interesting.
So, like, they're doing things in the movie. They go, hello? Is there anybody there in the dark? You know, because they're figuring, yeah. So, Kato, you will stand on my shoulders. Why, boss? Because I'm blind, you idiot. Spider-Man.
Yeah.
They're thinking of going Ukrainian.
Really?
Yeah, Ukrainian Spider-Man. It'd be like Aunt May would be there. Yeah. Peter, you got to eat your borscht.
Eat your borscht.
Eat your borscht, Peter. And don't go out there swinging your webs.
Eat your pair of hair.
Yeah.
And your lopchi.
Who else did they have? Oh, they had a Swedish Shaggy. They're going to change Shaggy and Scooby.
Swedish Shaggy.
Yeah.
Swedish
Shaggy. Shaggy. Yeah. Hey,
I think it was a
Scooby,
movie.
Scooby, where'd you get the chicken? Oh, in the living room. Okay. Scooby may not be with Marvel, but he fit into the bit.
I have so many questions. I don't even know where to begin. Okay, let's go on.
Maybe you should just stop.
No. I want to hear what else is on this memo.
An English Wolverine.
Interesting.
Making them English. Oh,
I say.
I'm quite good at what I do.
Crikey.
You know? Yeah, crikey. But what I do isn't very nice, you know. Tip tip, old man. Just going to lap your head off. So like a polite Wolverine.
Right.
English,
well, that's very
aristocratic
nice. Yeah.
Wolverine.
Well, you know, that would be a change.
Well, because, you know, I mean, that's... what they do is they play stereotypes.
Yes.
I also wrote another one about a Mexican. But
you wrote another one?
Well, in the bit here.
Oh, yeah. I see. Sorry.
But I thought I'll just leave that one alone.
Okay, that's probably a good idea.
Anyway.
I think we've offended enough people today.
Yeah, so there you go. I mean, Marvel is definitely pushing the envelope and trying new things. That's what I got out of it.
Marvel.
Pushing the
Good for Marvel to be doing that,
All right, hey, listen, why don't we, I think we've entertained enough.
If anybody's still listening,
why don't we play some Muzak?
All right,
This is relative to your status right now here, Walt.
The Lone Ranger. For law and order in the early West. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again. Hail Silver!
All right, okay, so let's... Let's just take a little step back here, and let's continue on with industry news.
A little step back.
A little step back.
Part deux of industry news.
Part the deux of industry news.
Wait a minute. No, Shecky's. I think. Well, you know what? He had so many of them that he's leafing through. Shecky, which sponsor Shecky, actually paid up?
What? Who's the sponsor this time?
Who?
Feel like
who?
Like,
what? That's from Sword in the Stone. I don't know if you ever watched that, the cartoon.
The Disney movie?
Yeah, that really old one. And then Archimedes is the owl, like
Archimedes.
Merlin.
Archimedes.
And, you know, you'd wake him up or whatever.
Right, yes.
Anyway, above your head there, Walt.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I thought you were old. You should be old enough to get that.
Archimedes?
Yeah, okay.
I think he just said Archimedes.
Archimedes.
Keep going, boys. Come on. Well, let's keep the show lively. Let's get it going.
Our committees, industry news part deux, brought to us by Uncle Hank's Barbecue Shack at the Fan Expo. Nothing like eating juicy hog while you sweat like one.
Oh, very true. You know what? I think we should talk about Fan Expo right now.
Let's talk about Fan Expo. Uncle Hank's had a pulled pork parfait.
So what exactly, did you have some of this pulled pork?
I didn't, but it looked damn good.
You had a couple Texan burgers from them.
Yeah, I had the Texan burgers.
Did
they
you?
Really good.
I went with pizza. I just had a slab of pizza.
No, Chris, you know, you would, never mind. Okay.
I coffees. I was fueled by coffee all day, every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was good. Yeah. No, Fan Expo was incredible. We had a blast.
Mm-hmm.
It was just fantastic. Sales at our booth were the best ever.
Nice.
But
nice.
You know what? Old comic booths are slaves to the last collections they picked up.
Right.
So
yeah.
We were lucky enough to pick up some really good stuff lately, and so we had a good show.
Right, okay. Right? And that's fair.
Yeah, so, you know, part and parcel to that. But, you know, I mean, it's great seeing all the old characters. I mean, you know what? I mean, God love the man. I mean, Harley Yee there, and Harley Yee is, you know, the hardest working man in
comics.
Yeah,
he's the James Brown of
comics. You know, he's more like Jack Benny to me.
Jack Benny?
That's the way Harley's like this. You know, Walt.
You know,
you got this book a little overpriced.
Well, that is
I go, Harley, all my books are overpriced, pal. All right, well, this one in particular. Right? And so, yeah, and he was fantastic, and he just works so hard, and he's got a great customer base, and just seeing all the people that are just, you know what, you get from our end of it, you just see, you know, Shecky with the load in, mm-hmm. and then with the load out, and then with the industry night stuff that happens after, and all
you
that
gotta
stuff.
You gotta mingle.
You just kind of see these people that you know, make Fan Expo what it is.
Yeah, for sure. You
know
what?
You see them in different lights, and it's just fantastic. They're all good people. They're
absolutely
hardworking people.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they're really kind of, you know, if the show wasn't filled with quality booths that bring quality stuff, Fan Expo would not have grown to the monster
you're right,
it is
you're
today.
Right. Yep.
So
you're
kudos
right.
to everybody that
And you know what?
Hard.
I'm going
to
say, so as a, so I went with a bunch of friends this year. I didn't go with you guys like I normally do.
Yeah.
But you did come say hi.
I did come say hi, but I went with a bunch of friends. And, you know, for the first time ever, I had to wait in line to come into one of these shows.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you, kudos to Fan Expo because they did a phenomenal job. We bought our tickets online, like on the Monday or the Saturday or whatever it was before the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the Wednesday, you had a chance to go to the show and pick up your wristbands ahead of time.
Yeah.
So we did that. We went to pick up the wristbands. Got to the show on the Thursday or Friday, whatever day it was, or Saturday, whatever day it was.
I think you were there on the Friday.
Could have been the Friday, yep. And
I don't really remember. It's all a blur.
I don't really remember. It's a blur. But you know what? So my point is that we barely felt like we had to wait in line.
Right.
And this is the first time I've ever seen this at that show. Because normally that show, you've got lineups for like 2 hours, maybe 3 hours, and they're going around the block. And the way they've you know organized things this year, it was very well put together.
It's also the third year now they've had the two different halls, the north and the
yes,
south.
That's
building,
right. Yeah.
I think. And so I think the first year was a big growing pain 2 years ago.
Yeah.
That was terrible. Well,
that was when they had all the sports.
That's where they tried
to do two cons at once and it didn't work.
The whole reentry and transferring from building to building. I heard some people took it took over 2 hours to go through the reentry phase.
Yeah.
That could be tricky, that reentry
phase.
But even that, this year,
it's best to come back in the way you went out.
That is very true. Right. That is very true.
I heard even this year, though, that was cut down to 35, 40 minutes, only because of how many people were everywhere.
Yeah.
It wasn't because of a processing thing.
No.
So I'm glad that the whole...
yeah, it was amazing. It was absolutely amazing.
I just quickly just went online here, and I couldn't find the gate. Some people were saying that they think it's down. It seemed a little bit, but I don't know. It was awfully busy.
Well, you usually find that out, a few weeks after.
Right? Yeah, a week or two after.
So so I guess to everyone out there, check back in with us next week. Here's the thing.
With these shows now, there are a few, I would say maybe three right now, maybe like San Diego, Toronto, New York, that have capped out at that 140, 135 to 150,000.
Right.
Patron level, right? That's a lot of people through the doors. I mean, San Diego can't grow because of the facility, but New York, I think, can fit about 150. And they were projecting Toronto to go 140 this year.
That's up a lot from last year, right?
I think it was 127 last year or something like that.
Yeah, it was around there. And they did expect it to be about 140 this year. Yeah.
So I hope they make it. I mean, bottom line is this. There was a lot of energy in the room. A few of people that I know kind of popped in that aren't comic people, right?
Yeah.
And they all had a fantastic time. They all just thought it was great. I walked around once for about 15 minutes, and that was it.
I'm going to say? So walking around, if you're a strict just comic book guy, it's not the best of shows.
No, you're right.
It's not the best. It's good, but there's if you're just there for the pop culture event, then it's great.
It's great
because
there's
so much. There's horror and science fiction and anime and so many other things going on at that time.
Well, even like a cool booth I stopped by at to say hi because we kind of know the guy a little bit is the Canadian Mint.
Right. That was a great booth. That was
Canadian
great booth.
Mint.
Yeah.
Great booth. They had these new kind of Sylvester and Tweety coins. Yep. They had Star Wars coins.
And they had the new...
So I call them out on these things. I forget the guy's name. Let's call him Bob.
Bob.
So I go, hey, Bob, what's up with Canadiana here, Canadian Mint, with Star Wars and with Sylvester and Tweety? And he's pulling names out of his butt that were Canadian that was like his second...
Oh, really?
Second gaffer on the crew set or something like that. I got a little stretch there, isn't it? Actually, he did mention there were like pretty good Canadian connections to these things, and that's why he did them. But
but they've got the really nice new Superman silver
coin. Fantastic,
It's a $20 silver coin.
See what they're asking for that? Like $150.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's beautiful though. Just beautiful. Now there's two different kinds. There's one that had like an etching in it, and then there was one that had actually color engraved into it as well. And that one was beautiful. That's the one you're talking about. There was another one that was a little bit cheaper, but the one that you're talking about was beautiful.
Yeah,
I loved it.
Stunning.
Yeah, stunning. Loved it.
So, but, I mean, that's a cool booth. I walked around and I saw the York Regional Police. They had their.
They're asking about you.
Yeah. I thought I'd just turn myself in, to tell you the truth. I go, hey, guys, here I am. Luckily, they were Clouseaus and didn't know who the hell I was. And they were doing some sort of Crime Stoppers thing, and I got into a bit of a conversation with them because our shop in Hamilton worked with the Hamilton police on their Crime Stoppers thing. And the Hamilton guys were actually my man Greg Slack. I got to throw out a shout out to Greg because he actually came out with the first guy to come out with that kind of concept of be a hero and Crime Stoppers and stuff. And then the York police took that. And he knew about the program. And so, so I'm going over to his house tomorrow for dinner.
Oh, that's good. Good for you.
I didn't have a choice, to tell you the truth. No. So that was fantastic. And booths like that made
it. Yeah, they're cool booths.
But you know what, Chris? I mean, you walked around.
Yep.
Right? Tell me if I'm wrong.
I will.
Okay. But, man, the Intel and all the video game
guys.
There were like a trillion people at those booths.
Massive booths.
Holy crap.
People were lined up up the wazoo to play Star Wars Battlefields. Battlefields, Battlefront. I can't remember.
Yeah, 3, the third one. Yeah,
but the new one that's coming out.
One.
And that's only available on PS4 and or on Xbox whatever
one?
The,
one, five
Xbox yeah, yeah. One. One.
Same with Call of Duty, the new Black
yeah,
Ops.
Yeah.
They were, and I mean that game. These games don't come out until November, right?
Yeah.
So you're actually getting a little bit of a considerable advance in terms of playing. So that's almost worth coming out and trying it out.
Yeah.
If you're going to be at the show anyway, you're
yeah,
going to wait in line to go see a celebrity. Wait in line 20 minutes to play a game.
To play a game. And yeah. There's tons of people lined up for these things. And as you said, like all the... it's being taken over a lot by corporations now. Like, remember back in the day, the corporate booths would be really tiny, and they'd have a little kind of set up somewhere off to the side. Now they're taking up a lot of space on major floor.
They take
space.
Up a ton of real estate. Those boys. You know who had a who I thought was having a soft show in terms of corporations, and I think it's because they were old comic related.
Yeah,
and they were like kitty corner to us. Was CGC.
Yeah, there was not
they
many people
slow.
There. Yeah.
And but that's I guess reinforces what we're talking about and saying that it was, you know, the old it wasn't a great old comic show.
Here's my problem.
Here's your problem.
Here's my problem. Why wasn't Marvel or DC there?
Okay. So
right? Because
I think
been
I know
there
that.
In how many years?
Because you know what? This is the third largest show in North America.
Uh-huh.
We are supporting their characters, their copyrights, their everything. We're spending thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars, millions of dollars on this stuff.
You know, 99%, I'm going to be wrong, but I'll just say it anyway because it's speculation.
Yeah.
I heard years ago they were there.
Okay.
And it's a border, and there were some hassles in there. I think there was some sort of discrepancy or disagreement with the promoters of the show on terms.
Oh, like
and
how
stuff
much
like
pay
that,
for
or
booth?
Whatever it was. Yeah. And I heard that that's kind of why they pulled out. But
well,
I don't know that for sure.
It's
but
ridiculous.
That's what I heard from.
Yeah, it's same thing.
Okay, but
I
you know what?
They felt slighted on,
or something.
On
whatever.
Something,
it just
okay.
Their terms weren't met, and these guys. I don't know. So
that's fine. But you know what? Okay, so then. Where's Dark Horse?
Yeah.
Where's IDW?
You're right.
Where's Dynamite?
Uh-huh.
Like
Dark
there was,
Horse was.
Hey,
there
you know who was there?
A couple years ago,
Chapter House. Our
Chapter
boys
House.
From Chapter
was there.
House was there. But, shout out to the Chapter House people.
Yep.
To Richard Cumley.
Yep.
Captain Canuck creator Fatty Hakim.
And
Chapter House.
I went to the Action Lab Comics booth. They were there because I bought my my guilty pleasure of Zombie Tramp comics.
Nice.
So I bought a bunch of those.
Good for you.
But you know
did
what?
You get it autographed?
No, the artist wasn't there.
Oh, I wasn't talking about the artist.
Oh, hey-o.
Okay.
The tramp wasn't there either.
It wasn't there either?
No.
She was busy.
She was busy tramping it up.
Uh-huh.
You know, I just don't understand why.
I saw her in the elevator.
Where were you? What elevator? Yeah. What hotel are you staying at?
You take out of that what you may. It was a totally harmless encounter.
All right.
But,
So my point is, where are the publishers?
The big boys.
Where are
there?
The big
you're
guys?
Right. Yeah, you're right.
This is the third largest show in North America. These guys should be there. Say what you will about Sour Grapes as far as, you know, not getting what they want or having some sort of possible discrepancies. These guys need to be there, and that's the bottom line.
You're absolutely right. Right. You know what I just remembered? I had a... an Austrian Han Solo.
Oh,
in development.
Hans Solo
in Austria. But I blew that and I missed that for my bit.
That's
so
good.
Anyway,
that's,
Checky,
that's
what are
great.
We going to do? Maybe
listen,
you should take us out of here.
Yeah, please.
Well, you know what? You two have been talking about your voyages through this whole thing.
Voyage.
Yeah, because the two of you were allowed to walk around the con. You know, Chris as a guest.
Yep.
Walt as an inept owner, I guess. I don't know what you're going to say.
A net owner.
Inept.
Oh, inept.
I'm making business cards to say that.
Yeah.
I think you should. Can I have one?
You know, and,
no.
And Shaq had to watch the booth, you know?
Shaq.
I had maybe all the time of 20 pee breaks, you know, and maybe 8 coffee runs.
Shaq drank a lot of coffee.
Yeah. And the coffee will make you go on more back.
That is
runs.
True.
I owed Shaq $600 for the con work.
Right.
He drank $800 worth of coffee.
Yes, he owes you.
He owes me.
Yeah, I'll send you a check.
Nice. Okay?
Yeah.
Check from Shaq.
But you know what? I was trying to observe as much as I could, going from point A to point B, you know, not much in between.
Mm-hmm.
Because
when you're working, Shaq, if I can just interject,
absolutely.
You got blinders on.
Yeah.
You're just purposeful.
I'm hitting home runs, selling deals.
That's right. And then when you got to go for a pee break, you just beeline for the pee break and hustle back.
Well,
that's what I like about you, kid. You're all right.
That's what I told you anyway.
Yeah.
Because what I did do
was
I tried to do a little bit of perusing and taking notes.
Perusing.
You know?
Peruse.
So, So what I tried to do, Walt, mm-hmm. I've been there, I've done that, I've seen all the booths, I've done all the everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
On all my A to Bs, I ran into a lot of encounters.
Mm.
Lots of encounters with cosplayers. Because cosplayers were everywhere.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and often I went in the hallway to go to that bathroom because it was much more casual and bigger. It was much bigger.
Bigger.
Less soiled than
the other
one. Yeah,
you need more room.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. For my ego.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's where all the cosplay area was, though.
I was thinking ass. Okay, keep going.
My mule wasn't with me. No.
Keep
going. So anyway, in my adventures out there, lots of cosplayers. And you know what? I saw so many and heard so many things, but nothing compares to the top five Shecky's problems that cosplayers had.
Shecky's problems.
Chris, these are the top five Shecky's problems.
Yeah.
With what?
That cosplayers have.
I've decided.
That cosplayers have?
So these are problems that cosplayer players have.
Hey, why don't you let him explain his bit?
Because he's doing terribly at it.
Okay, so you're helping him out. In my opinion, these were the biggest five problems that cosplayers had.
That cosplayers have.
Yeah.
Not that you have.
Why don't you explain it? Why don't you let Shecky explain it?
Okay, you know what? All right.
All right. Are we going to get to this or what?
Yeah.
Please. We're running out of time.
So there's a guy with a camera. And he's taking a photo of a female cosplayer.
Uh-huh.
And she says, "My eyes are up here, sir." Because she was wearing some sort of concealed veil thing. And he didn't know where to look or take a photo.
He was looking
at the wrong spot. Easy mix-up, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Remember that one where on Saturday Night Live where those aliens come? Christy Alley was
The Coneheads.
No. Christy Alley was an alien, and there were female aliens, and they all had huge boobs, and they all had little eyes on the front of their boobs.
Okay.
And the American generals were there in the room, you know, and they go, "We are a superior race. Ask us any question, and we will enlighten you, you know, about any knowledge in the universe."
Okay.
And the generals there going, like, when it gets cold, can you see farther? All right, Shecky, sorry. So that was number five.
You totally blew his bit.
No, I'm helping.
Trust me.
Okay, number four.
Number four.
Someone says to a cosplayer, "You've gone limp." You know? That's when a cosplayer noticed another cosplayer had slumped down against a wall from heat exhaustion.
That is true.
You know what? I forgot we weren't at the furry con. I forgot.
Sorry.
You've gone limp.
Yeah.
Gone limp.
Number three
That's
problem.
The best you came up with.
Yeah, number three problem. Your melons smell funny.
Excuse me?
What?
I said, your melons smell funny. Because there was a guy cosplaying. He's got like a marketplace rack of melons. I don't know, some anime character. He shows up every year.
So some guy has a rack.
Yeah. A rack of melons. Yeah,
it's like a
rack.
It's like a cart. It's like
good
cart,
evening, ladies.
Maybe a cart of melons. Yeah.
No, I'm pretty sure it's a rack.
Anyway, they're getting kind of moldy, I guess.
Yeah, I don't like when that happens.
Yeah.
Wow.
Number
Was
two.
Anybody peddling fish?
I didn't see any.
See, that would have been a whole other joke.
Everywhere else, it's
we don't
want to
go there.
Right? No. Okay. All right, keep going there, Shaq.
Number two.
Tough crowd.
Your balls are discolored.
Excuse me?
So, I guess a Dragon Ball Z guy, you know, with the balls they got everywhere,
right.
But they weren't the right color. So, someone was picking on them. You know, like.
I get it.
Yeah,
I was at the doctor the other day. He told me I had Dragon Balls.
Was there like a cream?
No, it's more like a scaffolding. To help prop them up a bit. Is that a dragon?
Hey, I tried to sell my Dragon Balls, nobody wanted them. Man.
And number one. Top five cosplayer problems.
Number one.
Your Squirtle is so small.
Who?
Your Squirtle is so small.
What's a Squirtle?
It's a Pokemon. So the Pokemon trainer was saying it's too small.
What's a Squirtle?
Hey, kid. Hey, wait a minute, Chris. What the hell are you talking about? It makes sense when you talk to me. See, sorry, Shecky. That was your number one. I knew that was your big gun, and I totally messed it up except because of lack of knowledge.
Lack of knowledge.
I totally apologize.
No, that's everyone.
Yeah.
So,
no.
Well, listen, you know, all I got to say about that bit, it's better than most of your bits.
Yeah, that is true.
Which really
that
isn't is saying true. Much.
Yeah, it's not saying much, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, let's.
Good
let's,
thing I'm not getting paid.
We need some cleansing here.
Mm.
Throwing a Krantz. Good Krantz.
Help us out.
So, yeah, much, no more of this Lone Ranger nonsense.
Yeah.
What do you mean? But that was Walt last time. He was
because he was the Lone
Ranger. No one
that
was really agreeing with
that
him.
That is true. Yeah, he was alone on that one. All right, let's hear some Krantz then.
All right, here we go.
Good tunes, Chris.
All right.
I mean, Shecky. Listen, we're don't forget, we're on 93.3 CFMU.
McMaster Radio.
McMaster Radio. Hamilton's award-winning radio station.
That's right, yep.
And we're at 93 point... No, I already said that.
We're still at 93.3.
Yeah. We're at comicbookdaily.com.
And?
Getthepointradio.com.
Possibly, we don't know.
So, and we're on, I believe we're on Armed Forces Radio.
Why is that? Is that because they're using us as, like, you know, weapons of mass destruction?
Well, they just could be huge speakers, and they point them at North Korea. I think
people are just like coming out like praying.
We give up.
This is terrible.
Hey, listen. So, apparently Shecky has
waving
sponsor.
His pen. Yeah.
We're going into the last segment of the show. The end of the show.
Pen is mightier than the sword.
Right. That is a pen. Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right.
Last segment
of the
show.
Awfully thin pen you have there.
Yeah,
Shaggy.
Okay. Thanks for noticing.
Right.
So the final segment of the show brought to us by Viagra, the trusted solution to giving you a bigger Squirtle.
Or a pen.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. And from not helping you not go limp.
It's true.
Absolutely.
True.
Well, see, that was a couple of your number
Yeah, because otherwise your Squirtle might fall down and not get back up.
All right, anyway.
Heat exhaustion.
Let's move it on. So, Chris, you're a... Was it Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars fan,
I'm reading
it.
Okay. This guy, C-3PO.
Oh, he's a good man.
Right. Apparently, so there's some stills in the new movie.
Right.
And C-3PO has a red arm.
A red arm.
Remember in the old Star Wars movies, and remember back in the
70s,
when he got all shiny, blown up, and they were putting it back together.
Yeah.
Remember that? Like in a backpack.
I feel like I'm on charades here. Yeah. Remember when the
three syllables sounds like I'm poking at my ear right now. So, and this one apparently there's a still of. C-3PO having a red arm as opposed to the yellow rest of them.
Oh, okay.
So I just find it fascinating now that they are extrapolating this red arm.
Right. They're creating a whole story about it.
So this guy, James Robinson, is now writing a whole story on how it came to be that C-3PO has a red arm.
Right.
You know, my theory was that he was, you know how you put your hand out the window when you're driving?
Yeah.
And a little bit of rust and discoloration.
Well, that happens.
The sun.
That happens,
on Tatooine, it's a lot of sun.
That is true.
Right? And it's at an angle.
Two suns on Tatooine.
See? There you go. Yeah. And all the more reason it turns red.
Right.
And so...
I don't think...
My question to you is it like... That minutiae Star Wars.
Well, first
that
of all,
people are gonna
first of all,
dive into this.
I don't think robots get sunburned, so I don't think having his arm out the window would really cut it for the Star Wars universe. Right?
Really?
Yeah, I don't think so. Okay. Secondly, I think that yes, and people do dive into the minutiae. They want to know exactly what's going on.
I think this is the small entry point for the readership to actually dive in and actually. Learn something really neat. Like, it was probably some sort of epic battle or some sort of epic something, an upgrade.
So this is just consumption for the hardcore Star
Absolutely,
Wars fans.
That's right.
Yeah, this isn't an entry level to some newbie that wants
No. This
Star
is
Wars,
this is the hardcore.
Yeah.
This is one of those guys who, when they go to conventions, like the 501st guys, and then they go out for pints, you know, they're their brown pops after, and there's 500 of them. One guy goes, you know, hey, so, do you know how C-3PO got that red arm there, pal? You know, rookie?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and then it's and the then test, they go,
hey,
right?
I'll buy you a drink. Come on, tell you all about
what
it.
What they also do is they also come up with their own stories and see which one of the, their own stories is going to be close enough to the actual story that's going to be coming out.
Like a pool.
Like a pool, yeah, that's right. Red arm pool.
Red arm pool.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, listen, we got a little bit of time left in the show. I thought it'd be a great time to plug...
We got to talk about this.
The Hamilton Comic Con.
We only have a couple minutes left. We have to talk about the Hamilton Comic Con. October 3rd and 4th, Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah. Two-day show.
At the Hamilton Convention Center.
Guys, we have a big announcement to make.
We do.
It's
we
quite
do.
Exciting.
Oh.
Yeah.
I sound like Christopher Walken there. We have a big announcement to make.
No, you don't sound like
to
that.
Okay. Make.
To make. Is that Comic Culture will be recording live on Saturday from the Hamilton Comic Con.
Wow. That's good. I did not know that.
Hey, I didn't know you were doing that solo. Well,
I was going to ask you guys after the show.
Okay.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, okay,
but,
that sounds
good. So that's the plan. So it would be great for all our listeners, because what I'm trying to do here, guys, is to increase the attendance of the show.
Oh,
and our throngs of listeners,
throngs.
If we can get them to come in,
throngs.
That'll like triple the attendance of the show.
Well, you know, to help with the throngs, you were wearing a very lovely thong the other
night,
by the way.
Thank you. I couldn't get them off me.
Yeah, I know. To help with the throngs, I think we should talk about some of the guests besides us that are going to be at this show.
Oh, I'm very excited about help me with the guests.
Okay, so let's start with, I think...
I haven't got a clue who's coming.
Okay, so Jeremy Bullock, the guy that played Boba Fett, will be there.
Oh, Boba Fett.
The guy that played Darth Maul, Ray Park, will be there.
Right.
Does anybody like Darth Maul?
There's one that's going to be... near and dear to your heart.
Is Esad Ribich coming?
No. Michelle Nichols will be there.
Wait a minute. She was in, I don't know what she was
in. Uhura from Star Trek.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay, I never knew her name. I only knew her as Uhura.
Uhura will be there. As well as John Schneider, Bo Duke.
Bo Duke. Right.
Duke.
Yeah. Duke.
Duke, as in from like the
Daisy?
Dukes Duke. Of Hazzard. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Leah
Thompson will be there from Back to the Future.
Oh, yeah.
I know you're a big fan of that. Yeah.
Wait a minute. There was somebody else that was going to be there.
Yeah, there is. There's going to be Tara Reid.
Tara Reid from Sharknado.
From Sharknado.
And before
from,
that, American Pie movie.
That's right.
Oh,
yeah,
you know, I remember now who, too, I was looking forward to.
Who?
Is, the Soup Nazi's going to be there.
Soup Nazi. That's right. Yeah. Yes, he will be there. Yes.
No soup for you.
No
soup for you.
Yeah. And more importantly, Shecky Feldstein will be there.
That's right.
Because apparently... through the we're on comicbookdaily.com, by the way.
Right.
And on comicbookdaily.com, on the comments field, you can add your comments and tell us how crap you think the show is, which is generally what we get. So lately, though, Shecky Feldstein has had an admiring fan club, and they all think that Shecky should go solo.
Oh, that's
lose the dead weight.
You know what? That's
which is me and you.
Yeah.
I
would love to hear a solo Shecky.
And they want
show.
Basically they're clamoring for a Shecky Con now.
Shecky Con.
Yeah.
Oh.
Shecky Con.
Mm-hmm.
We should do that.
Tell you the truth, I'd go to that.
Yeah, me too.
If it I'd pay to go to that.
If it weren't for the overlap with the Beat It Con, I'd be there.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. Yeah.
That date was taken.
Yeah.
So, Shecky Feldstein will be there above and beyond all these has-beens.
Wow, that's true. Has-beens.
I didn't say that. I meant it. I
heard that.
I didn't say that. I said husbands because half of them are married. And Shecky will be there, and you and I will be there. And we will be recording live on Saturday, October 3rd.
What time?
I don't know yet.
Oh, okay.
That's not decided yet.
We're not decided
yet. All right, listen, we're running out of time here.
Okay, so Comic Culture is produced by Shecky Feldstein, and we're on comicbookdaily.com, getthepointradio.com, and, of course, CFMU McMaster Radio. Please go to comicbookdaily.com and scroll down to the comments field and tell us what you think. And until then... support your local comic book shop.
And the upcoming Shecky Con. And have yourself a great day.